Welcome back to BC. Obviously, a big part of our racing history here. Racing as a youth, actually winning Gastown at 19. What brings you back?
Well, you know, when Richard called me and said, hey, you know, we're doing a fundraiser for Cycling BC to raise money for the youth program, I was like, all in. I'm in. How do I get there? So here, it was just easy. And plus, our daughter lives here, so we're going to see her. And while we're here for the weekend, she's going to school here at UBC, so we're going to have a chance to visit with her as well.
Okay. Tour of Alberta, pretty good start.
Tour of Alberta was fantastic. It was absolutely phenomenal. We had so many good experiences for so many different levels of the organization, from the corporate sponsors to the provincial government to all the regional and local governments that took part. So we're really looking forward to hosting the event again in the future years.
Anything different for next year? It's still early days.
It's early days. We have to get commitment from the provincial government right now for future funding. But right now, it's everything's looking positive. So we haven't done anything around route or anything like that. You know, my dream, my vision is to have the race go into the federal parks and go into the Rockies. I'd love to see a mountain finish up on Marmot Mountain, for instance. It's an 11-kilometer climb. You know, us locals know it really well.
It's not one of your Rafa climbs, was it?
Yes, it was one of the Rafa climbs, absolutely. Right. Yeah. We just probably wouldn't go up the gravel part.
And what effect do you think it has on youth development? I mean, a lot of people, you know, they either saw this first race when they were a kid. Were there kids on the side of the road? And if so, what impact does something like that have?
Well, you know, there were a lot of kids watching the Tour of Alberta. And, you know, schools actually closed down and brought the kids out to watch the race in various communities along the route. It's hard to know. But I'll tell you, anecdotally, I continually get people telling me, Alex, I saw you win the yellow jersey at the Tour de France. I was 10 years old, and then I started cycling. You know, and that was before the internet.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
So I have to believe that there are tons of kids out there who are going, wow, I saw this bike race go through Alberta, and I think that's something that might be interesting to me. So I've got to believe that that's happening right now.
Okay. And between now and next year's Tour of Alberta, what's keeping you busy? Software companies?
I work for an IT services company, Longview Systems. And what's fun about Longview is, you know, it's a sales job, and I enjoy the sales process and you know, the relationship with clients. But what's fun about Longview is they have embraced the cycling culture. So, for instance, we were just at a sales conference down in Phoenix with all of our sales, 70 on salespeople together in Phoenix and Scottsdale. And I went bike riding with the CEO of Longview, the Vice President of Business Development, the Vice President of our services organization. They're all into cycling. They're all into road cycling, and they're buying in big time. Every year we take a group to the Grand Fondo Whistler, and we take our clients to the Grand Fondo. So it's really, really fun. I'm understanding now this year in 2014, we are going to be bringing a group of clients to an event in Colorado, because we have an office in Denver. So really excited to be a part of that, you know, to see cycling becoming a part of the culture of the place that I work at.
And is that translating into more sponsorship or support at the youth level or team?
You know, it's hard to know as far as sponsorship goes. I know that the companies that we engaged with at the Tour of Alberta all were very, very happy with how the race went for them, how they were able to engage with their clients. And the companies that were involved in this year are telling us they want to be involved in not double, but triple next year. They want to really engage and really get it active with the event. So yes, I think the environment is ripe for these events to really grow and provide value to sponsors.
Let you go. Good to see you.
Enjoy the event.
No problem.
Good to see you.